This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Ice guru Donnie Herman says the sturgeon spearing season will be challenging with our current ice conditions. Some spearers are driving out on the east side of Lake Winnebago, while others are taking ATVs and UTVs. The Outer Street Fishing Club is not putting out bridges because of bad ice off of Merritt Street, where only 10 inches of ice are now. The rest of the lake has 14 to 15 inches. The sturgeon spearing season on Lake Winnebago will open up on Saturday morning. A Winnebago County board member is in hot water after he used his county-issued computer to serve porn. Michael Norton never erased the history of the websites he visited and included the history tabs in social media posts and other correspondence. The county board cannot force Norton to resign, but he's been stripped of committee assignments. The saga in Florida surrounding former Oshkosh school superintendent Vicki Cartwright continues. She's now left her job heading up the Broward County schools. You may remember she was fired by one school board, then rehired by another. The Florida school board accepted her resignation this week and agreed to pay her over $300,000 in severance pay. Some school board members felt the money paid to Cartwright this week was, quote, hush money. Despite economic concerns, area businesses that took part in the Chamber's Economic Outlook Survey are very optimistic about 2023. A whopping 77% expect sales to be better than they were last year. Another 55% of businesses responding plan to hire more workers in 2023, but only 42% of those surveyed think the state of Wisconsin is headed on the right direction right now. Page 2, a tough start to the first year for many students at UW Oshkosh. More than 25% of them finished the semester on academic probation. It means they had a GPA of less than 2. The university has had trouble retaining students and faces falling enrollments. The City Plan Commission has cleared the way for mother-in-law suites to be built in homeowners' backyards over a garage or maybe attached to an existing home. The issue now moves on to the City Council. Just in time for the weekend, Sturgeon Spirits will be making their grand opening official tomorrow. They feature vodka, gin, and rum made right there. Congrats to Musa Sheet Metal for being nominated for the Wisconsin Manufacturer of the Year Award. And more businesses headed to the Oshkosh Corporation, the U.S. Army Contracting Command, has placed orders for $85 million more of JLTVs. It's Oshkosh's third JLTV order in the last 2 months. Turning to sports, girls basketball teams will wrap up their regular season next week and then will start playoff action. Thor's Academy continues to move up in Division 5. They're ranked this week number 9 in the state. That's to check on Newsworthy for Thursday. We're back again next week. Have a great weekend. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.